Tennessee lawmakers are considering a bill that would let dying patients buy experimental drugs, even if the drugs haven't been approved yet by federal regulators. Libertarian groups and some activists for the terminally ill are behind the effort, which they're calling the Right to Try. The cancer began in Nashville musician Robert K. Wolf's bladder. From there, it spread to his bones, his neck, his back.
I appreciate that I look healthy, I'm meditating, I'm working on eating right, but I have to look ahead, be proactive, find these opportunities, and just say, well, look, I'm taking a risk.
Wolf is in a clinical trial taking a drug so new it doesn't even have a name yet. But if that doesn't work, he wants the ability to buy drugs that haven't even reached this stage of testing. He's asking Tennessee to become the sixth state to embrace the Right to Try, the idea that patients who have exhausted all other remedies should be free to experiment on themselves with unapproved drugs. Right to Try is the brainchild of the Goldwater Institute. The Arizona organization is taking the proposal from state to state, hoping to build a groundswell that forces the Food and Drug Administration to shorten its arduous review process. The FDA has said little about the effort. Neither have drug companies. But Tennessee lawmakers seem intrigued. 12 have signed on as co-sponsors. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.